What the hell do you mean by the 11 o'clock flight? I want the next flight out of here. This was the reaction of the man behind me in line after he was told the 4 o'clock flight from Barbados to Trinidad was cancelled. Prior to his reaction, I had calmly agreed to be put on the 11 p.m. flight and given a bribe-like dinner voucher. This man instantly got on the 6 o'clock flight. I stood there in shock with my mouth open, wide. Should I have acted like imaginary Tony, who is courageous in a mirror? Something was wrong here. In fact, something was wrong every time I didn't speak up when I should have. This cost me both time and money on many occasions. I was slowly realizing that this was a habit that needed to change. In fact, there were many aspects of me that needed to change. Don't get me wrong, I had come a long way from how I used to be. But there was a version of me that needed to die, and die completely. Have you ever felt like there were aspects of you that needed to be wiped out? One of my most memorable catalysts for change came in 2010. While in Uruguay on a training program, I met a man by the name of Roberto Canessa. He was an invited guest to a management class I was participating in, and we had the opportunity to talk to him for about an hour and a half about his experience as one of the 16 survivors of the Andes flight disaster in 1972. Canessa was part of a rugby team on their way to neighboring Chile from Uruguay for a game when their plane carrying 45 passengers hit a mountain peak and crashed. Many of his friends died that day. And many more died during their 2.5 month ordeal in freezing conditions on that mountain. For those who could remember, the movie Alive was made in 1993 depicting their experience. Canessa shared his story openly, which included having little food and no source of heat in the harsh conditions. Many difficult decisions followed during this harrowing experience. The decision that stood out was deciding how they were going to stay alive. That included eating the dead bodies of their friends lying in the snow outside the fuselage. Through courage, determination, and persistence, however, they were eventually rescued because of the added efforts of Canessa and Nando Parado, who walked through the Andes for 10 days to get help. Whether it was an event or someone you met, have you ever had one of those powerful moments where you just felt like the sky opened up? This is how I felt at that time. At that moment, the fact that I still settled for things all of a sudden felt like it could have a devastating effect on my future. Of course, change sometimes takes time, but the goal right now was to take more action than I had taken before. Even though I felt I had achieved a lot up to this point, I felt like progress was lacking in certain areas of my life, and this alone can demotivate many. As difficult as it may seem, we must seek to eliminate every aspect of ourselves that does not support our aspirations. Whether it is our lack of assertiveness or our inability to act because you don't fully believe in the end result, please know that things may have to be different from how they have been. Maya Angelou once said, "When you know better, you do better." Also, please keep in mind that eliminating aspects of yourself sometimes means getting rid of those people who don't add meaning to your life. I wanted to instantly change. Over time, being inconvenient stopped bothering me, and it felt like tremendous progress, and progress is a strong motivator. Here is what it meant for me and many others I have come across in my years as a trainer. 1. A higher level of assertiveness. How do we achieve this? Be willing to speak up, state the problem, express how you feel, and make a request and a statement that would reinforce it. Remember to aim for a win-win situation. It is not always possible, but aim for it. 2. Less fear of judgment. Yes, it still bothers me a bit. But again, I have come a long way. If it serves to improve you and your task, great. If it is just criticism, ignore. Haters will hate. Doubters will doubt. Detach from trying to please everyone. 3. A greater degree of optimism. You have nothing to lose by staying positive, but a lot to lose by being negative. When I say positive, what I mean is realistic optimism. You have to be objective about situations. Optimists tend to have more disappointments than pessimists, simply because they take more risk. Remember that negativity not only destroys your motivation to act, but also appears in your body language when you show up, affecting your ability to influence those around you. Just as importantly, it will deflect the people who were once willing to guide you along the way. Haven't you ever heard of people saying, "That person drains me"? Keep in mind that if you start doing something differently, these actions will eventually become a part of you if they are done persistently. You will eventually start being that and on the way to becoming a more progressive, courageous, and exponential you. Thank you for listening. I'm Tony Raghunanan. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please visit my website at www.v-formation.net for more information on programs, webinars, virtual and face-to-face training programs. And you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel. Until next time.